Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid Quba. Are you ready and tucked into bed? That's great. Well, tonight I will be telling you a wonderful bedtime story. A story from the Holy Quran. Tonight's bedtime story is about loving your parents. This story is for everyone. All boys and girls, all mummies and daddies, all brothers and sisters, and even all granddads and grandmas. Now listen carefully. In Islam, treating your parents kindly is important. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a believer should always try to be good, and should always try to be the best to their parents, especially when they've grown grey and old. The Quran urges us to pray for our parents. A dua: Lord, bestow your mercy on them as they raised me up when I was little. In the Quran, it reminds us to be gentle and kind to them. We should never lose our patience or be rude in any way. We should always pray for our parents too, and ask Allah to look after them, just like they looked after us when we were little. We are reminded of our parents' hard work, love, and care in our upbringing, especially that of our mother. It is said, "We enjoined man to show kindness to his parents, for with much pain his mother bears him, and he is not weaned before he is 2 years of age." The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam many a time mentioned that mothers were even more so important. There was once a time when a man came to him wanting to fight in a battle. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Have you a mother?" The man said, "Yes." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Then go back and be with her." Boys and girls, fathers are important too. Your daddies are very important as well. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say that Allah is pleased when a father is pleased. Allah is not happy when a father is sad. In Islam, loving your parents and praying for them is a way of making sure that Allah is pleased and happy with you too. Once the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about big sins, and one of the big sins he described was disobeying one's parents and causing pain or injury to them. Boys and girls, disobeying means not to listen to our mummies and daddies, to not do as we are told. So we must listen and we must be kind. However, on another occasion, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if someone had been disobedient, not listening to one or both of his mummies and daddies, if he sincerely repented and prayed for them, said sorry and asked for forgiveness, especially after their death, then Allah would forgive him. The Quran enjoins us to be thankful to our mummies and daddies and obey them at all times. Loving your parents, praying for them, helping them and never doing such things that will make them sad are basic moral teachings of the Quran. We should all listen and act upon these moral values so that Allah may be pleased with us and grant His blessings in this world and the world to come. Right, boys and girls, that was a short story. But what does this story teach us? Would you like to whisper to your mummies and daddies? Okay, this story teaches us to be kind and gentle to our mummies and daddies, to listen to them, to do as we are told, to care for our mummies and daddies, and to always pray for our mummies and daddies. And this one's an important one for everybody. It's never too late to say sorry and ask for forgiveness. Okay, boys and girls, just a bit of information. Tuesdays and Fridays will stop for 2 weeks, but will return on Friday, 15th of January. Thursdays will continue as normal. Now, because we've reached the end of the book, I wanted to do and say just a little bit about the author of this book. The book we've been reading from. It's called Bedtime Quran Stories. The author is called Sani Yasdain Khan. He's a children's author with over 100 children's books to his credit. Now, the reason why he wrote this book is because he hoped that this timeless book will be a true companion on the path of spiritual development as part of your upbringing, and it will also help children and everybody to know the true purpose and meaning of life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him as well. Ameen. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to all of you who listen, to all of you who take part, and all of you who have even provided feedback. Jazakallah. Now, boys and girls, it's nearly time to close your eyes and sleep. But before we do that, we have to do two things. The first thing, we have to say thank you to Allah. We have to say thank you for everything He has given us. So let's say it together. Thank you, Allah. To thank and praise Allah in beautiful Arabic, we say, Alhamdulillah. Are you ready? After three. One, two, three. Alhamdulillah. Very good. MashaAllah. The second thing we have to do is, we have to pray the bedtime dua. This is very important. So let's pray together. Ready? Allahumma. بسمك أموت وأحيا. Well done. That was very good, mashallah. You have been wonderful listeners again. Remember to pray the kalima with your mummy and daddy. Also, remember to be good and listen to your mummy and daddy. I can't wait to come back again on Friday, 15th of January, for another amazing bedtime story. This is your Masjid Quba. Over and out. Assalamu alaikum.